ABC Radio Australia.
As the number of measles cases climbs yet again in Samoa, it stands now at nearly 2,700 cases and 33 deaths. It also is rising in Fiji and Tonga. The Australian city of Brisbane is also experiencing its worst measles outbreak in years, with more than 20 confirmed cases. And that outbreak started among the Pacific communities in the city's south, and it has spread from there. A prominent health official says that some people are concerned about the measles vaccine, and they're trying to reassure them that it is safe, as Liam Fox reports from Brisbane.
Pacific Islanders live all around the Queensland capital, Brisbane, but there are large communities concentrated in the city's south. That's where the state's worst outbreak of measles in recent times began last month.
You're connected, there's like 3 degrees of separation. So we do have seen stories come up on our Facebook feeds of friends who have had friends, children affected. And yeah, it's really sad to see their children hospitalised.
Dr. Nicola Fa'avale from the community group Mana lives in 8 Mile Plains. She says measles is now a big issue in the Pacific community.
Mostly around those who have been affected. So I don't think there's largely a prevention talk in the community. It's mostly around kind of still coming to terms with the outbreak itself, I feel.
Dr. Kari Jarvanen, the director and public health physician for the Metro South Public Health Unit, says there are now 25 confirmed cases of measles.
This is the biggest and worst measles outbreak we have had for quite many years.
As is the case with the outbreaks in Samoa and Tonga, he says the highly contagious disease arrived in Brisbane via travellers from New Zealand, which is itself dealing with a measles epidemic.
The frequent travel to and from New Zealand or Pacific Island countries has meant that the cases have come into the Metro South area of Brisbane, initially in two family groups, but then has spread well beyond that within the general community through places like hospital waiting rooms or general practice waiting rooms or community locations.
Most of those who've contracted measles in Brisbane are aged between 15 and 30. Dr. Jarvanen says many of them believe they were vaccinated, but inspection of their medical records showed that was not the case. Some were not vaccinated at all. Others had only had one of the two shots required to be fully protected. He says there is some concern in Brisbane's Pacific community about the safety of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine after the deaths of two babies in Samoa last year when two nurses incorrectly mixed and administered doses of MMR.
So we also, at the moment, also developing messages and spreading messages to those communities to note the fact that it is not the vaccine that's killing the babies. It was a mistake, which was very tragic, but it's not the vaccine.
In Samoa, where the outbreak has claimed dozens of lives, there are concerns the anti-vaccination movement may have contributed to the very low vaccination rates in the country. Dr. Nicola Fa'avale, whose background is in public health, doesn't think that's the case in Brisbane. But she says there is a wariness of Western medicine in the Pacific community.
A lot of us are still closely linked to traditional types of medicine. There's also just the foreignness of going into a hospital and the GP setting is still a bit uneasy for our Pacifica community.
Dr. Fa'avale, her husband and 3 young sons are travelling to New Zealand for Christmas. She's concerned about travelling into the heart of the regional measles outbreak, but says they've taken precautions.
You know, I'm very fearful around the exposure to the outbreak there, especially my one-year-old. I'm very satisfied that he's fully protected. He's had the two vaccinations, but I'm still very cautious about going back, and as well as my husband and I being very cautious about contributing to this outbreak to make sure that we're not, you know, don't have the risk of being carriers.
Dr. Kari Jarvanen says anyone else travelling back to the Pacific should take similar precautions to ensure they're protected and that they don't bring measles back with them.
Our message is if you haven't had 2 doses of measles vaccine, if you're not sure, then have it. So it is actually 3, particularly if you're with the holidays coming up, travelling back home or visiting friends or relatives in New Zealand, Pacific Island countries.